Salutations. This episode, we will be talking about the Dementor Wasp, its namesake being the soul-sucking creature from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. We will be discussing different adaptations that belong to the Dementor Wasp. But first, let's establish some basic knowledge. The Dementor Wasp, or Ampelex dementor, is a species of cockroach wasp. It is native to Thailand near the Mekong River, and its coloring is red and black. It ends up putting venom into the head and neural nodes of a cockroach to paralyze it. That is how it gets its prey and an incubator for its eggs. The first type of adaptation we will be discussing is physical. The first physical adaptation is its exoskeleton. It adds protection to the wasp for predators. Most wasps have this. It's not that individual to the Dementor wasp, but it still is a physical adaptation as it helps it survive in the wild by saving it from being eaten. The second physical adaptation is its wings. It has bigger front wings and smaller back wings. This gives the wasp enough strength to carry the paralyzed victims. This also helps it survive in the wild by giving it enough strength to have food. The next type of adaptation we will be discussing is behavioral. The first behavioral adaptation is that they lay their eggs on the cockroach to act as an incubator. Then the hatchlings eat the cockroach once hatched. This helps the wasp survive better in the wild by giving it an incubator for its eggs to help them survive, and it gives the newer hatchlings something to eat before they can survive in the wild by themselves. Another thing about the hatchlings, and this is another behavioral adaptation, is that they intentionally eat the non-essential organs first to keep the cockroach alive longer. This helps them survive by giving them longer sources of food, as the cockroach will stay alive longer, keeping it fresh. The third behavioral adaptation is that the wasp will mimic ants as a way of not being hunted by predators. This allows them to not only not be hunted by predators, but also being closer to the ground to find cockroaches. The third and final type of adaptation are adaptations that can be considered both physical and behavioral. The first adaptation that is considered both is the wasp's stinger, which releases a toxin. The toxin is another physical adaptation. The toxin works as a blocker of octopamine receptors. How they get the toxin near the octopamine receptors is a behavioral adaptation, as they sting the cockroach on the head and the toxin goes straight to the neural nodes. The second behavioral adaptation and physical adaptation, as it is in the both category, is the antenna. When two wasps meet, they use their antenna to identify each other, and they find out if they came from the same nest, as wasps from the same nest carry the same smell. They also use them to help identify cockroaches to prey on by smelling around the area when they're on the ground mimicking ants. To finish off this podcast episode, we will be discussing just some more information about the Dementor Wasp and its prey, the cockroach. Once the cockroach is stung, it'll be carried or follow the wasp back to its nest. And the science world has already figured out a way, after the short five years that after the Dementor Wasp has been discovered, as the term for their prey, the cockroaches, as they turn into passive zombies, which is what they have been calling them. See you next time, Grace.